Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene announces she was swatted in middle of night. By Christina Wong on August 24, 2022. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RTA, announced Wednesday morning on her social media accounts that she had been swatted and more details were to come. "Last night, I was swatted just after 1 a.m. I can't express enough gratitude to my local law enforcement here in Rome, Floyd County. More details to come," she wrote on her various social media accounts. Greene later told Newsmax in an interview that a person had made a phony call at 1:03 a.m. to 911 claiming that a man had been shot multiple times in a bathtub at Greene's home. The suspect later called the police department and claimed responsibility for the call, claiming to have been upset over Greene's stance on trans rights, according to Newsmax. Greene told Newsmax, "I was awakened by hearing the doorbell and knocks at the door and hearing people outside my bedroom windows. I saw a few lights outside, but they weren't police lights, just a few lights, and I was very concerned not knowing who was outside my home. Jumped out of the bed, got dressed, and I went to pick up my gun solely because I was really afraid of who might be at the door. Obviously in middle of the night, not expecting anyone, but I just had a gut feeling to leave the gun where it is, and not carry it with me, and that's not normal for me. I normally would take it with me to the door at all times, especially in that kind of situation. But I'm very, very glad I did not carry my gun to the front door, because when I came around into the foyer where I've got windows, I saw many people outside on my front porch, and it was a serious situation. I opened the door and spoke with them, and they were asking me if everything was okay, and told me what the 911 call was all about. I was shocked. Absolutely shocked, and of course assured them, no, nothing like that has ever happened here. I invited them into my house, asked them to look around because I was really scared and realized that they also confirmed that yes, it sounds like you've been swatted. And indeed that is what happened. Now, here's is the very terrifying truth of it, this is how they get people killed. So the person that made this phone call intentionally wanted me to be killed by police officers because they are basically, it's like this is political terrorism. They hate my views and they hate the legislation that I introduced last week. The Protect Children's Innocence Act, and this bill would make it a Class C felony by federal law to perform gender-affirming care on children under the age of 18. And this is a very important piece of legislation because of the mass movement on the left to perform these life-altering permanent procedures where they are performing mastectomies on teenage girls, castrating teenage boys, hysterectomies, puberty blockers, hormones, very permanent decisions that kids should not be making until they're adults. They need to grow up to make these decisions. But yet, this person was so angry at me over this they wanted me dead. They sent the police over to my house, they told them a lie and they wasted police resources to come and kill me or my family over their political views and I'm appalled and disgusted at it. This is real political terrorism. This is extremely dangerous and it's happened to other people. Not just me, but we cannot allow it to make us stop in our hard work. Such as important legislation as the Protect Children's Innocence Act and it won't stop me, she said. Greene also said the call also put the police at risk, and praised the local police who responded to the 911 call. They were incredible, they were professional, they did their jobs very well. As for the suspect, Greene said they should be tried for attempted murder for trying to have me killed. They should be tried for terrorism, they should be tried to the full extent of the law so this stop. This has to stop. This political targeting and political terrorism needs to end and it needs to end now. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.